Tech Talk in partnership with Handshakes, improving business transparency in Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, and China. Visit handshakes.com.sg to find out more.
It's Tech Talk. Right here on CNA 938, kicking off a new two-part series. On this edition, we're going to be learning about handshakes. No, not the handshakes that you make in person. Or maybe you don't do it anymore after COVID. Who knows? But specifically the handshakes that are going to help enterprises and SMEs. I mean, we're talking about data, AI tech, and corporate intelligence solutions that can help empower organizations to do business safely. One company that's been doing that is Handshakes. And we're speaking to the co-founder and chief products officer at Handshakes, Charles Poon, on today's edition of Tech Talk. Charles, welcome aboard to the show. Thank you for being here. Hi.
Hi, Daniel. Very nice to be on your show.
So what is the idea and the concept about? How does the name work with what the company does? What is Handshakes all about?
Oh, it's great that you ask. Actually, when you're talking about making real handshakes, that's actually the inspiration for the name, because we're a data tech company and we focus on helping our clients understand the corporate networks in order to make better decisions. And what better way to visualize a corporate network than to imagine the number of handshakes that we make every day when we're having conversations?
True. Well, are there a lot of mistakes that people make in terms of understanding and creating those network connections?
Well, actually, it's not just the mistakes that they make, but it's the sheer amount of effort that you have to invest in order to keep track of all the information and the connections that you have in the market. Just imagine the number of conversations you have on an average day and the number of people you meet. And in the business, that scales up pretty quickly.
All right. So how do you guys try and address the pain points for such individuals? Tell me, break it down. What do you guys actually do?
What we focus on is trying to combine both data and technology, which are the key ingredients to make this work, in order to make life simple for our clients. So on the one hand, data is very important because that's where we get the knowledge about who's connected to who. On the other hand, that's just like a raw ingredient like flour. But you still need to take the technology in order to slice it, scrub it, organize it, and present it in a way that's easily understood. So one of the key things that we do, for example, is to make use of visualizations like maps in order to help you better understand a network. For example, if I tell you that persons A, B, and C are related to each other, that's kind of hard to imagine in your mind. But if I draw it out as a diagram, that's just a triangle that you immediately see the connection.
That's interesting. So the visual alone, just that translation alone from text to visual, let's say, that map imagery can help in terms of productivity, you think, in terms of making it smoother?
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, as the saying goes, a picture says 1,000 words, right?
Yeah.
There's so much more information value that we can convey in a different way than trying to read through reams and reams of tables and reports.
Another thing that you guys do, which I'm really quite intrigued by, is the idea of, you know, things like risk and compliance, internal audit and fraud investigation. Like, how does tech AI, how does Handshakes help with those processes that might have already got their own established processes behind them?
It's very interesting that you ask that. So very often when we think about doing business, we often think about the number side of things, you know, the financial ratios, the number crunching, the forecast and the things like that. But in reality, businesses are driven very much by the qualitative side of the house as well. Just imagine the relationships that we have to build with our customers and suppliers, the stakeholder managements we have to do with our shareholders, with our employees and such. This social network in the corporate world is often invisible, yet it actually drives and underpins how we conduct business. But there are very few tools out there available today that actually help us visualize, understand, and make sense of this network. So while you may crunch a lot of numbers to understand the what, but you may not understand the why of how businesses ended up the way they are. Case in point, when we first started the business, we were ex-regulators and we focused more on capital markets data, stock markets, right? Listed companies, you know, shares and stuff. In the earlier years, when we first started, one of the things that happened in the industry was a regulation change. And, you know, the exchange was trying to encourage people to have more independent directors on the board. And listed companies ended up in the rush to try and find and identify more independent directors to appoint. Some companies, however, may already have what we are known as non-executive directors, and they simply convert them into independent directors. all fine and good up to this point. So one demo that we tend to show quite often in the early years was this particular company that did that, which is to convert a long-standing non-executive director into an independent one. All fine and good, except that on our maps, we actually show that 8 years ago when the company first listed, they also made a very interesting one-line disclosure that this non-executive director is a cousin of the founder.
Mm.
So not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but certainly as a shareholder, as an investor, you would want to know about this piece of information and ask the right questions. And that's the crux of what we're trying to do, right? Piece together very fragmented, innocent-looking information to form a more wholesome picture. That allows you to ask the right questions, and that's the key thing in business today.
Asking the right questions, making the right connections. We're learning more about how tech and AI solutions and data AI tech is going to make a difference for the company that you are spearheading. Whether you're an SME owner, a CTO, this is for you. More with Charles Poon, co-founder and chief product officer at Handshakes in just a bit here on Tech Talk.
Tech Talk in partnership with Handshakes, improving business transparency in Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, and China. Visit handshakes.com.sg to find out more.
Welcome back to Tech Talk, right here on CNA 938. Today I'm chatting to the co-founder and chief products officer of Handshakes to learn more about how these solutions can benefit a company, an SME, an enterprise like yours. Charles Poon is here. Charles, let's talk about how this all began. You mentioned something that I found quite interesting. You talked about how you and your co-founder started off as ex-regulators. How, yeah. I mean, tell us the story. How did it go from that to starting Handshakes?
Yeah, well, yes, Daryl and myself, we were both, we first knew each other when we were regulators at SGX, and we got quite close. I mean, we shared the same passions and things and so on and so forth. We became friends. And one of the things that we chatted a lot during our breaks was, the kind of frustrations that, you know, we had at work, you know, as any employee would complain during lunch break, right? And we were very surprised by the lack of capabilities, especially, you know, technology tools that allows us to peel through these layers of connections. And that's actually a very common question that we ask when we review transactions in the stock market, like who's connected to who, who's behind this particular M&A transaction, you know, are the buyers and sellers connected? Conflicts of interest, collusion, fraud are the concerns that underlie those questions. But we resorted to very manual methods and we're very frustrated about it. And, you know, cliche as it sounds, over lunch, dinner, and literally on the back of napkins, we're just hashing out what, you know, a technological solution to this would look like and how it would work. I mean, long story short, we quit our jobs, we founded the company, and, you know, we didn't look back.
I love building clouds and castles in the air during lunch breaks and turning them into reality. You know, that is fascinating. And so you see, here's the thing, because of your experiences there, how do you think it empowered you to create what we see now with the Handshakes app, for example, the APP? I mean, how did that inform and influence what we're seeing with the birth of that?
Yeah. So we did a lot of pathfinding when we first started the company as well. I mean, as we had an initial idea, we had to flesh it out quite a fair bit. We had to test the market as well. So the app wasn't something that we immediately had in mind, although we had inklings of it. The very first thing that we built after forming the company was an Excel database, literally, of all the pieces of information that we felt were necessary. And one of the first projects that we did was a very funny thing. We coined it corporate DNA, which is really codifying all these relationships, much like a DNA band for each and every company. And we used that to actually demo to would-be clients. And we tested the market about whether this kind of analysis, understanding connections and what it means in terms of actionable decisions and insight would do for them. And they loved it. And so that gave us the confidence to then try and flesh out the idea. And eventually that became the visualization tool that is a Handshakes app. And even till today, that's still the flagship product that we have that powers a lot of our conversations.
So when you work with clients, is this the first point of contact for them? Is this the main way that they're interacting with your solutions through the app?
Yes, that's pretty much a main channel. We have a web-based system, and that's by design, simply because, you know, especially now, much more than 10 years ago, security threats are getting higher and higher, and people are more sensitive to firewall security measures and things like that. Trying to build a very thick application and install it in clients' desktops would be a very tall order.
Yeah.
So a web-based application would be a very lightweight thing to penetrate that easily. So that's where we went to it.
Security-wise, how are you in terms of security-wise? That's the big thing for a lot of people though, right?
Yes, so there are a lot of things that we're very careful with. So for example, because the clients that we deal with are usually the more sensitive departments within a company, and we deal with a lot of regulators and government agencies as well, they are usually quite paranoid about leaving footprints around.
Mm.
So they go through a lot of due diligence with us even before we start a relationship with them. They will ask about how we keep the data, what we do with the internal tracking and things like that. So we're very, very, very sensitive about it, and we protect it a great deal. Yeah.
Charles, you know what I think would really help? Give me an example. Give me a case study of how this has worked or helped empower a client. Walk us through.
Mm. So one of the interesting things that happened after we started the company is that the markets in the regions actually went through a period of a lot of scandals and blow-ups. I'm not sure if you remember, so that we had a lot
we
of...
We were reporting on it nonstop pretty much, I remember, yes.
Yes. So first we had the S-chips with the Chinese companies listed here, and some of them went into trouble. That was actually the data set that we worked on with our corporate DNA analysis. So we actually analyzed a few of the Chinese blow-ups, found the commonality, and then used that to kind of foresee and predict the next few ones. And some of them actually turned out to be true, and our clients benefited from that in terms of loss avoidance. The next one was actually the penny stock saga.
Yeah.
So interesting story about that was that actually a client of ours came to us with a hypothesis, and that was just one or two companies in the network. And they say, hey, you know, I think something fishy is going on, and I'm worried, you know, about my portfolio, whatever the case is. And they wanted us to take a look into it, and we did. What started with just one or two entities turned out to be a web of 20 to 30 entities.
Mm.
And that was 1 year before the saga happened, before the market crash. And we were actually going around and advising our clients of the things that they need to be careful with. So, you know, while a lot of people got burned during the market crash, but, you know, many of our clients were able to avoid it as well. That's just some of the examples.
That's just the tip of the iceberg, really, when you think about it.
And there are a lot of stories we can't tell as well.
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that Charles can't tell us about either. So before I let you go, I got to ask you, if there are business owners or CTOs listening in who maybe think that they do have a system that's working for them, and that maybe they don't need this idea of simplification, that they haven't really thought about adopting an approach like this with the visual mapping and so on and the corporate registry data and so on. What's your advice for businesses in terms of adoption or get left behind?
Oh, give us a call. Come and talk to us. One of the things that we care a lot about is not to really displace what they're doing, but really strengthen and complement it. So very often our solutions come alongside what we're doing and improve that along the way. And it's not so much about just replacing and substituting everything.
See, that's the thing, right? Because when people think that they've got legacy systems in place, they might think that it's going to be a waste of money.
Mm. So one of the things, for example, is that while we have all these advanced analytics and visualization, we still do have the basic reports.
Yeah.
And very often that's a gateway for many of our clients, right? Because that's what they do today. So one of the things we go in with sometimes is that, hey, you're doing reports. That's what you're familiar with. Let's start with that. And then later on, once you're getting used to the kind of quality we're able to give you through traditional stuff like reports and say, hey, by the way, you're reading this off a PDF. How about a map? And that's where the conversation goes. And very soon, many of our clients even go a step further. So we actually have very high-end clients who come to us and say, public data is not enough for us. Could you come into our systems and let's talk about private data, the internal stuff? Yeah, and that's where the real gold mine, right? Because marrying the public and the private gives you such a much more powerful picture.
Charles, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, no, all my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Joining me on today's edition of Tech Talk, Charles Poon is co-founder and chief products officer at Handshakes. I'm Daniel Martin. This is Tech Talk.
Tech Talk in partnership with Handshakes, improving business transparency in Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, and China. Visit handshakes.com.sg to find out more.